Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Animation Podcast, a weekly podcast about all things animation brought to you by Filmbook. My name is Matt Brunet, but some of you may know me as Animat from my YouTube channel, Electric Dragon 505, home of web series that are all about animation, including Animation Lookback and Animes Reviews. If this is your first time here in the Animation Podcast, well, the title will explain everything for you. It is a podcast, and I talk about animation, specifically the latest news that happened this week. For example, on today's episode, I'm going to be discussing about Homer Simpson, and he's going to go live on television for the first time ever. Then afterwards, we're going to look into the first official trailer of Illumination's Sing. Then afterwards, Charlie Kaufman is somehow surprised that the Academy Award has a prejudice towards animation. Then afterwards, we're going to look into Hideo Kojima and something that he really hopes to achieve with his latest game. And then finally, we will end things off with Matt's Pick of the Week. If you want to check out more episodes of the Animation Podcast, then head on down to Filmbook, that is film-book.com, by searching the Animation Podcast. You can also email us at podcast@filmbook.com with the Animation Podcast in the subject line. So, going into our first story is going to be regarding The Simpsons. Yes, The Simpsons, the longest-running TV show that for some reason should probably, you know, stop at a moment. But they decided they got a brand new idea that would maybe bring in viewers and, like, something that they want to do because they can. Well, basically, what they decided that they want to do is actually have Homer Simpson go live on television. Now, some of you may be wondering, well, Matt, you may ask, Homer is a cartoon character. How the fridge could a cartoon character go live? Well, it's simple. Apparently, on the season finale on May 15th, what they're going to do is that they're going to bring in Homer's voice actor, Dan Castellaneta, and he'll be putting him into a motion capture suit, and then during that whole time, they'll be showing Homer live, like, in that sense. Which is kind of ironic in a way, because I do remember there is a previous episode where Homer tried out a motion capture suit. So I guess, like, history is just simply repeating itself. Or it's kind of like cruel irony in a sense. But anyways, moving right along. Now, the executive producer and showrunner of The Simpsons, Al Jean, he did mention how this would work. Dan Castellaneta will be in the studio, and not only will he say, not only what he says will go live, but the motions he makes will be incorporated in what Homer does on screen. Yes, Al, that is exactly how motion capture works. But basically, what's going to be going on is that he will be answering questions from you guys. So what you got to do between May 1st and May 4th, they will put up a big campaign of Homer Live. So what you can do during that time is that you can have the golden opportunity of asking Homer whatever questions you want using the hashtag Homer Live between May 1st and May 4th. And maybe your question will be answered live during that time. And he also did mention, like, he'll be saying something current, like, oh, can you believe Donald Trump shot a man today, or whatever is going on. So basically, during the time that Homer will be going live, he'll basically just be talking about, like, the current events. He'll be doing, like, the Homer will be basically acting like the late night talk show host, where he'll go and discuss, of course, about Donald Trump and the 2016 elections. Maybe he'll talk about his predictions of what's going to be going on with Rio. I don't know. Like, so far, we're only about in the latter half of February, so it's pretty hard to tell what the fridge is going to be going on in in May. You know, okay, well, maybe, like, There are going to be some major movies coming up, like, I know that Alice Through the Looking Glass and the Angry Birds movie is going to be coming up. Maybe there's going to be other superhero movies during that time. I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see how it goes. However, it's not going to be, I don't think it's going to be throughout the entire thing. It's not going to be, like, the entire episode where Homer is going live. It's only going to be during 3 minutes that Homer will be, like, live on television and stuff like that. And once again, it's going to be airing on May 15th. And honestly, just looking at it, I talked with some of my friends about it, and there's only one word that we can describe all this. It's just, it's a gimmick. It doesn't seem all that appealing. I mean, like he even mentioned, like to quote Al Jean, I just thought, wow, we have the technology. Yeah, why not be the first? This is exactly why we still do the show, so we can do stuff like this. And basically, I feel like Al Jean's intentions with this is that they're doing this because they can, but not necessarily because they should. And that's what it all feels like. Everything about this just feels like an entire gimmick. It's just another way to, like, probably attract viewers and stuff like that, and to keep the show running, like, even though it's already 27 years old and stuff like that. And also, the notion that Homer is going to talk about current events, that feels like another turnoff, because, like, eventually, like, I can imagine, like, 6 months after what Homer will talk about in there, he's just gonna go, like, it's gonna be outdated. Like, by the time it's going to be released on DVD, like, it's gonna be dated. It's gonna feel old and stuff like that. Well, then again, like, that's how the current episodes feel and stuff like that. And yes, as you could probably tell, I gave up on The Simpsons a long time ago. Like, I absolutely adore the older episodes and stuff like that. They're definitely great, but, like, somewhere a few years ago, maybe back in, like, 2010 or 2011 or stuff like that, I kind of gave up on The Simpsons. It's just, like, I'm starting to notice how the formula is being the same. The humor is not there. It's just, overall, it just doesn't feel as good as it used to be. So, yeah, technically you could say that I am one of those people, but but overall, I just feel like this is just nothing but a gimmick in order to attract people. Like, of course, the opportunity to ask Homer a question and stuff like that, I've seen that done so many times before. Like, the Muppets are doing such a big thing with it, with all the different accounts of all the different Muppets, like with Kermit, with Rizzo, with Gonzo, with Fozzie, with Pepe, with Uncle Deadly, and all those people. Like, I know that they've done, like, they do those Q&As, but I can see the appeal a bit, like, trying to bring in people, like, oh, you ask a question and Homer will say it live in front of millions of people on television. But overall, I would say that, yeah, it just feels like a gimmick. And, you know, the saddest thing is that I can see this technology be amazing in a different kind of context. Like, imagine this kind of scenario. Imagine if it were done by Gravity Falls, since it recently finished. Like, you can ask, Dipper will be live in motion capture, during the finale of Gravity Falls, and people will have the golden opportunity to ask him a question. Now, that, I can definitely understand the appeal, and I can definitely understand, like, the fascination with the technology. Now, that could be really cool. But because the factor that it is The Simpsons, and that, like, they're going to go into recent topics like the 2016 elections, the summer blockbusters of 2016, and also Rio 2016 and stuff like that, it just feels like, it's, like I said, it's nothing but a gimmick. There's just, like, there's not much of an appeal. And even for me, it's just, like, it doesn't feel like it's enough for me to get back into The Simpsons. Like, maybe I'll get to it, like, for the Treehouse of Horror episodes, but it's not really enough, you know, to get me back on the saddle for The Simpsons. And especially, like, it is for a season finale. It's just, like, okay, that's kind of too late for that. So, I don't know. Overall, it just feels like a dumb little gimmick. But if you guys are still interested to ask Homer a question, remember, on May 1st and May 4th, use the hashtag HomerLive in order to ask Homer a question, and maybe he will answer it on the season finale of The Simpsons on May 15th. Okay, I will admit that it was a little bit of a downer of a top story, but this one is definitely amazing, I will say. And what I am talking about is Illumination Entertainment's upcoming animated feature, Sing. Now, this is actually very interesting, considering that Illumination already has another movie that's going to be coming out this year, which is The Secret Life of Pets. Now, the last time that I saw the trailer for that, the latest one, I felt like I was a bit disappointed because it felt like, you know, your typical animated feature with talking animals just going out on an adventure, plus the fact that it has a plot line that is a little too reminiscent to Toy Story. But then came Sing, and I got a very strong feeling that this is going to be the better one of this year. It's kind of like what DreamWorks would do in the previous years, that every year there was always that one really amazing DreamWorks film, and then there's always that one that's very subpar in comparison, and then there's always, and then like if they released a third film, like there's always the one that's like in between. It's not as good, but it's definitely better. It's not their worst. But Sing is definitely going to be the better Illumination film, and for the first time now we are seeing a trailer of it, and holy crap, this is really impressive, I gotta say. Now previously I joked around saying that, oh, this is going to be a computer animated Cat's Dog Dance, but this is really not the case. And from what I'm seeing, it looks fascinating. The characters look like they could be appealing. Like, this is definitely a really interesting film. And, like, even though we haven't seen a lot, I do get a good feeling that, this is a really good taste of what we could possibly get for Sing. Especially the fact that the biggest thing that they advertise is that they got, I think, around, they say that they have around 85 songs. Now, there's no way in hell that they're going to do, like, those entire songs in there. It's going to be very, I got a feeling it's going to be very similar to what we see in this trailer, where we just got little snippets of each song. But, yeah, it definitely looks like it's going to be something really appealing, and you know, it could be a bit controversial for me to say, considering that it's pretty close to its release, but maybe this could be something that could even top Zootopia. Now, even though they're not released, I haven't seen the films, but, like, this one with Sing, it, no pun intended, it has a voice. I feel like it has a voice, it has something that could definitely stand out from any of the other movies that feature talking animals. Like, it can stand out, it definitely does stand out over The Secret Life of Pets, but it looks like it can also stand out from, like, Finding Dory, Kung Fu Panda 3, the already mentioned Zootopia, absolutely over Norm of the North, because I think at this point, any animated film could top over Norm of the North, with, like, a few exceptions, like Food Fight. But, yeah, this looks like it's going to be a very fascinating film. Now, this is not necessarily enough to fully know if this movie is going to be good or not, but this is absolutely interesting. Like, this definitely works as a trailer. It definitely got my attention to know what this is all about. And also, one more thing that I really want to mention is that the voice acting is actually highly impressive. Now, this movie already has, like, an all-star cast. Like, we got Matthew McConaughey, we got Reese Witherspoon, we got Scarlett Johansson, we got Seth MacFarlane, and we got all those people. But looking at this, I gotta say, like, just hearing some of the voice acting here, it's actually a really good job, and I really am impressed. Especially with Matthew McConaughey as the main character. That looks pretty cool. That, like, he really did a great job there. And honestly, with all this, I'm actually really excited for Sing. And I believe, like, if this is actually really successful, there could be a good chance that maybe, like, this could end up being their next big movie. I don't mean, like, turn into a franchise and all that kind of stuff, but maybe, like, one of their next best movies since, like, the Despicable Me film. So I'm definitely intrigued with what they got with Sing. And however, the only bad thing about it is that we have to wait a pretty long time for it, considering that Sing will be released in theaters in about December 21st. Now, our next story that we have here is something that pretty much everybody knows about, but this is just another person that's pretty much, you know, speaking the truth, something that we already know about. Now, as we all know, Charlie Kaufman is the man who recently created Anomalisa. I saw it not too long ago, and it really was a fascinating film, I will say. It it definitely got my interest, and it's definitely one of the best animated films of 2015 outside of Inside Out. Truly a highly interesting film, I gotta say. If you're over 18 and, you know, you gotta see it. I definitely recommend you go and see it, if you're over 18, of course. But during an interview at the Sundance Film Festival, Charlie Kaufman expressed a lot of surprise, really, regarding the bias that the Academy Awards has towards animation, considering that Anomalisa is nominated for Best Animated Feature. He said, and I quote, "It doesn't seem like it's taken seriously as a form. I mean, it's weird to us that that's the thing that it's identified as, animation. Not that we made a movie and it happened to be animation, because it's a movie. It doesn't have anything in common with the other movies in the animation category of the Academy Awards. I mean, it certainly has less in common with those movies that it does in with live action movies. It's a weird prejudice, I think." And basically at this point, with the controversy that's going around with the Academy, well, yeah, that's basically it. It had, like, not only the Academy Awards, but just Hollywood in general has this huge prejudice towards animation. I have previously discussed this before when 2014 was probably one of the worst examples of a massive prejudice towards animation, when the voters were putting a major outlash towards some of the movies that were like in the categories, especially The Tale of the Princess Kaguya and Song of the Sea. And they were like, the only way to describe it was pretty much unleashing fanboy rage that those movies were nominated. They don't know about it, yet the Lego Movie was not nominated. On top of that, especially that, like, it is actually a very rare thing to find a member of the Academy that actually watched all the movies in the category of Best Animated Feature. And I don't mean, like, the hard-to-find independent films, but even just, like, the movies that were released in theaters in general. Like, there are some people, they haven't seen, like, they haven't seen How to Train Your Dragon 2 or Big Hero 6 or The Box Trolls. You know, it's just weird. It really is. And especially nowadays, that not only that it seems that they have a bias towards animation, but also they got a bias towards the minorities and stuff like that, considering that it has already been 2 years in a row that all the people that were nominated for Best Actor and Actress and Best Supporting Actor and Supporting Actress are all white people, and none were given to the minorities. So, this is definitely, like, Hollywood and the Academy has a massive issue towards being biased. And you know, the sad thing is that in terms of animation, this is something that's been going on since the very freaking beginning. Even Walt Disney himself was massively pissed that the Academy has a bias towards animation, only thinking that it's kids stuff. He worked hard in order to get, like, a Best Picture category for Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, but the most that he got was, like, not just Snow White, but also for stuff like Pinocchio and Fantasia. But all he got were just special awards. Like, okay, cool. He got an Oscar. Like, technically, he got an Oscar, but not legitimately. And the same would probably be, like, and it's not just that. Ironically, there was the same thing occurred when he did it for Song of the South, actually. Speaking of the controversy with minorities, when Walt Disney tried to nominate James Basket for Best Actor, instead of actually being nominated for Best Actor, he just got, like, the special award and stuff like that. So that's the thing. Walt Disney also wanted to get, like, the Academy to see that animation is a legitimate film medium and not just kid stuff, but he ended up getting those special little, it was like, oh, here's your special little Oscar. Congratulations, Mr. Disney. Don't you feel really special? You know, it's like, he didn't get it legitimately. And it seems very rare nowadays. The only time that it actually feels like the Academy took animation seriously was back in 1992 when Beauty and the Beast was legitimately nominated for Best Picture. That was a pinnacle moment in the history of animation. And I know that technically that Up and Toy Story 3 also got nominated for Best Picture, but honestly, it didn't feel as legitimate. I mean, they were pretty much nominated because the Academy decided to increase their pool for Best Picture, because like now you can put in 8 or 9 or 10 movies nominated for Best Picture. It doesn't feel as legitimate as it was before. But yeah, absolutely. Charlie Kaufman has absolutely spoke to the truth. And especially, it's kind of weird considering that he has an R-rated animated feature. Where would people categorize that? Now it's no longer a kid's thing. Are people going to take it seriously? No, it's still animation. They still don't care. They still have that prejudice. It's weird, really. Like, they don't really give it a second thought because it's animation. Somehow, it seems like a bad word. So, and keep in mind, this is not the first time that, like, something over G or PG that was nominated. In my source of Cartoon Brew, they listed, like, Persepolis, The Illusionist, The Triplets of Belleville, The Wind Rises. They got, like, PG-13 ratings and stuff like that. However, they just don't care. They mostly just give it to Pixar and Disney. I mean, yeah, they absolutely, like, I'm not saying that they don't deserve it, but, like, you see what I mean. It's just that they just got this prejudice, and there are some movies that, even I'll admit, don't necessarily deserve it. Like, Brave, you know, a good film, but, you know, it should, you know, that could have been given to Wreck-It Ralph, you know, but, and then there's also, like, Big Hero 6, like, come on, How to Train, like, that should have been DreamWorks' moment to shine with How to Train Your Dragon 2. That was a legitimate throwaway. That seriously was. But Charlie Kaufman has certainly hit the nail on the head with this one. It's just, animation has no respect in the Academy. Now, our next story, just something that really caught my interest, not only as an animation fan, but also as a gamer as well. And this is actually regarding one of the superstars of video games, Hideo Kojima, the creator of the Metal Gear Solid series. And he discussed something regarding his new game. And the funny thing is that no, we do not know what his new game is, but he actually has some really high expectations for it. He actually said that he is hoping that the impact for his next game to be so big that it would come out like not only like spin-off games and like sequels and stuff like that, but also like get an anime series, a manga, some figures, and all that kind of stuff. He's hoping for this game to be this massive franchise. Now, if you don't know what's been going on with Hideo Kojima, holy crap, he's been going through some crazy times. For the longest time, he had been the superstar of Konami, but lately the company has been literally going insane for some reason. It's been Konami has been going massively haywire and making business decisions that are just insane. Like, why would you do that? And somehow, I don't remember. I think I'm not 100% sure, but I believe one of the things they mentioned is that they're going to go into mobile games only and they're going to quit consoles. Why? Why would you do that? Are you literally freaking insane? But anyways, this ultimately led Hideo Kojima to quit. And plus the fact that he made so many games that would just not happen, including a trailer game called PT. And he decided to go and make his own company called Kojima Productions, and he's going to be working with Sony Interactive Entertainment to make games exclusively for the PS4. And there is one thing that I want to mention that it actually really is interesting regarding his upcoming game, and that is actually Guillermo del Toro actually just came in and he actually visited Hideo Kojima, and they want to make a collaboration together because I already mentioned about PT, and this is a game trailer that Hideo Kojima and Guillermo del Toro actually worked in order to make a new Silent Hill game. But unfortunately, like I said, Konami went insane and the plan just ultimately crashed down. And it kind of really, and it even scarred Guillermo del Toro to the point that he just doesn't want to do games anymore. But that could probably change. Like, now he is back with Hideo Kojima. They seem to be really good friends. And what kind of game that they want to do will be interesting. And especially considering how highly successful the Metal Gear Solid series is, if his new game that he's making, if it ends up being as big as Metal Gear Solid, then absolutely, I can so imagine how it can turn into an anime and stuff like that. I can definitely see that. So imagining an anime based on a Hideo Kojima game, that would actually be pretty awesome. But again, we'll just have to wait and see how that goes. We don't really have a release date. We don't really have an idea of what it's going to be. But all we know the one thing that I can tell you is that maybe, just maybe, we're going to know what the game is at the upcoming E3 event. And now, it's time to end things off with Matt's Pick of the Week. Now, with this one, I decided to go into something that, this is something that me and my friends, we chatted, and we suddenly brought this up. And it brings up this very interesting question. Like, I'm not a part of this community, but this is something that I am wondering, and why is this in particular such a big deal among the rest? Now, this is actually regarding Zootopia, and as you may know, on March 4th, that is when it's going to be coming out, and there seems to be a lot of anticipation for this film, and a lot of people seem to be really excited for it. However, not only that, but it seems like the furry community, they've been pretty much hyping it up to be their most anticipated film of 2016, and now they've actually been organizing a lot of screenings for it. And there are some, a lot of it is, seems to be some mixed reactions and stuff like that. And this is pretty much going all around the U.S. There's already some going on in Seattle, in I wanted to say Manitoba, but no, that's a province of Canada. Tennessee, in Montana, and in the Midwest, in Maryland, Rhode Island, and California. There are some, they pretty much reserve the entire theater for the screening of Zootopia, and some of which, interestingly enough, they would allow fursuits, and some they decided, and some they said no, no fursuits are allowed. But with that said, I'm just checking this out, and there's only one thing in my mind that I've been curious, is that why is it that Zootopia seems to be such a big deal for the furry community among all the other animated films? I may have probably asked this before, but what I'm wondering is, why Zootopia in particular? Now, is it because of Nick Wilde and that he's an anthropomorphic fox? And I know that canines are usually the most common breed of animals that you would find people dressed up as. Rather it be dogs or foxes or wolves and stuff like that. But honestly, just checking this out, I don't know why there seems to be such a big deal, not only in the furry community, but also people outside of the community are making a big deal of that as well, that it seems to be this massive, furry appealing movie. And keep in mind, this is not the first time that Disney would make a movie based on that actually features an entire cast of anthropomorphic animals. Of course, the most famous example being Robin Hood back in the 70s, but technically you can also put in the Great Mouse Detective as well. But the one reason that I'm asking this is because in 2016, never have we gotten such a large amount of movies that star and feature talking animals. We've already gotten a few passed out, like Norm of the North and Kung Fu Panda 3, but like even coming soon, of course, we got Zootopia, but then there's also like The Secret Life of Pets, there's Finding Dory, there's already the upcoming Sing, and is that pretty much it? Is that it? I believe so. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I believe so. But still, that's like a pretty significant amount of movies that actually star talking animals. And I'm just wondering, why is it that Zootopia seemed to be the big deal here? And like what I'm asking is just like why, like, okay, they're organizing like these big meetings for furries and stuff like that, but have they previously done this before? Like, I know this is big in the press, but like, has this already been done with other movies that actually feature like anthropomorphic animals and stuff like that? We just had Kung Fu Panda 2. Like, did they had a big meaning for that as well? Like, did they do that for others? It's just, I don't know. I don't know. It's just like, I understand why they're so appealed to, or even like, I just realized, like, are they going to do the exact same thing with Sing when it's going to be coming out during Christmas time? But I don't know, like, but it seems like it's such a big thing over the fact that furries are going to be checking this out. I don't know why, but honestly, like, why does it really have to be such a big deal? Like, why not really have their, you know, why not have their fun and stuff like that? But it does make me wonder, it's like, why are you making such a big deal over this one Disney movie? Is it because, like, you know for a fact, like, you know that, well, it is Disney, so there must be a very, very high chance that it's going to be a good movie. I don't know. Like, okay, maybe I understand. Like, maybe you're not going to do, like, those furry premieres, like, for something like Norm of the North or The Nut Job, because everybody pretty much knows that it's a they're terrible movies and stuff like that, but I don't know. It's just like, I don't want to meet, you know, like I'm not questioning like the furry community and stuff like that. It's just like, why, like, I'm just curious, like, how is it that Zootopia is getting so much appeal for the furry community over, and like, what does make Zootopia stand out from all the other animated features, for furries? And that's pretty much the question that I'm thinking about. It's nothing offensive, nothing bad. I don't have any bad intent, like no bad intentions. I'm not saying to stop this or whatever. It's just like, it's just a curious question. I'm just curious about it's just a question that I want to ask the furry community, like, what's with all the hubbub with Zootopia? And that's pretty much it. And speaking of which, that is all that I've got for this week, so thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of the Animation Podcast. You can find more of my work at film-book.com, just search for Mathieu Brunet or the Animation Podcast. You can also find me on Twitter at animat505. If you listen to this podcast on iTunes or any other podcast service, do you mind doing us a favor and please rate and review this episode? And if you are listening to this podcast on YouTube, then hit that like button on our video and leave us a little comment on your thoughts on the news this week. Tune in next week for the latest episode of the Animation Podcast and all things animation. Thank you guys so much for listening, and until next time, see you later, dudes.